Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, our politics website, It's a Free Country, is now the place for smart coverage of the 2012 presidential race. Right now on the site, see Anna Sale's new article, Operating in Palin's Shadow May Cast Romney in Better Light. 2012 is starting now at itsafreecountry.org. And now we'll explore the unanswered questions in the case of Congressman Anthony Weiner and the sexual photo that got sent to a college student from his Twitter account. What's the evidence as to whether he was hacked or pranked or sent it himself? Is this a threat to the influential Democrat's career? We invited Congressman Weiner, we should say, a frequent guest on this show, to address the issue himself. He declined. So we have Ben Smith from Politico, who's been looking into the facts, the politics, and the technology of the case. Hey, Ben, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on, Brian.
And oh boy, who thought after Chris Lee and all these other Republicans we'd be talking about this kind of story regarding Anthony Weiner? But here we are.
Here we are. I mean, I think everybody thought so. I mean, not necessarily about Anthony, but it seems like this is certainly a feature of the age,
I guess. So let's just compile a fact list first, because I think a lot of listeners who may not be total political junkies are just getting wind of this and don't really get what this is yet. Okay, so let's do a little primer here. The photo was of a man's genital area and appeared to be underwear covering an erection and appeared to be taken from above, looking down on that area. Correct, right?
That's right.
Last Friday, the photo was sent from Weiner's Twitter account to all his estimated 49,000 followers, reportedly by mistake. It was reportedly intended as a private Twitter message to a 21-year-old female college student in Washington State. Why is it being reported that this was apparently a mistaken tweet?
Well, it's actually not totally clear what was intended, but, I mean, it's the simplest thing that could have happened. This actually happened last year to a female lead singer of a band who tweeted to her boyfriend what she thought, sort of sexted her boyfriend, thought it was private on Twitter. But in Twitter, it's easy, a couple characters off from sending somebody something private. It gets directed to them, but in a public way. And that's what happened here. It was sent to someone, but in a way that everyone could see it. And the picture, rather than being sent as some kind of private attachment, which you actually can't do on Twitter in that way, was posted to a public photo sharing website.
The latest version of what happened from Weiner himself, who just got married last July, says the photo may be of him, but he can't say with certitude. And that word has become the butt of a lot of jokes. But let's play that clip of Anthony Weiner speaking to Luke Russert of NBC News.
I didn't send that picture out.
But that's not a picture of you?
You know, I can't say with certitude. My system was hacked. Pictures can be manipulated. Pictures can be dropped in and inserted.
So Congressman Weiner on his lack of certitude, but saying that he didn't send it, lack of certitude about whether the picture is of him. Here's Jon Stewart on The Daily Show last night on Weiner's lack of certitude.
You know, I'm not certain about a lot of things. There are three things in this world that I do have certitude on. Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie. OJ killed those two people. And the third one is what my erect penis looks like in my own underwear. From a bird's eye view, of course.
Jon Stewart on The Daily Show last night. So, Ben, when you're the feistiest, funniest Democratic congressman in America and Jon Stewart is making fun of you instead of Sarah Palin, you know you have a problem, right?
He has a huge problem. I mean, and the sort of, I mean, it's just totally unclear what he thinks happened or what he's alleging at this point. Because it would be one thing if he was alleging that it was hacked and that this photo, he had nothing to do with this, and it was all sort of a plot against him. That's fairly straightforward. But now he's saying that somebody else had a picture of his genitals and somehow then put them on the internet from his account. I mean, anything is technically and physically possible, but it's kind of a Baroque explanation is required.
So, listeners, if you have questions or comments about the Anthony Weiner situation, our lines are open, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. We'll see what you're writing. We'll see what you're asking. As Ben Smith is looking into this for Politico, could be big trouble for Anthony Weiner and his career. Ben, what about the student herself? As I understand it, she initially told the Daily News that she thinks it was from some guy who's been harassing her on Twitter for some time, who must have hacked Weiner's Twitter account. But then she tweeted that she does not support nor does she doubt the hacker theory. And I have no idea what that means. So what's the best evidence from the victim here?
She doesn't know. The tweet was taken down before she saw it. She knows no more, no less than anybody else. I mean, as far as we know, she's speculating. She says she never got any inappropriate messages from him. I don't even know what that means.
From Weiner, meaning from Weiner in the past?
Right. Being a 21-year-old college kid is far better at rapid response and online communications than any member of Congress, and has handled this with great ease, essentially. In a way that most adult politicians would be envious of.
And so another piece of the story raising eyebrows is Weiner declining to report the incident to the police. Hacking is a crime, whether it's hacking for the purposes of sexual harassment or political dirty tricks. But Weiner has not officially reported it. Instead, he has hired a lawyer and a private investigator. What does this tell us?
I mean, it's hard to know, and I'm reluctant to speculate. If this was a picture of him, maybe it suggests that there's our other picture. I mean, that there's something. Hiring a private firm rather than going to the police suggests that maybe there's something that you do not want to be shared publicly. But, I mean, given that a picture of his erect penis is just shared publicly, like, what would it be? I don't know. He's just in a position where everybody is utterly puzzled.
Former Mayor Ed Koch said on New York One Tuesday night that Weiner may not be reporting it to the police because if he did send the photo himself, falsely reporting a crime is a crime itself. So he already has a political problem or a potential political problem. He doesn't want a criminal problem as well. Now, that's just speculation by Koch, but it fits what may be true.
I mean, the simplest explanation, obviously, is that he sent the thing.
Right.
But the problem is just trying to explain at this point what he's saying happened.
But what's the most plausible alternative explanation?
I mean, either none springs to mind. I mean, one of the things that you do have to note, the first person to notice it was somebody who had been obsessing about Weiner's relationship with young women on the Internet, which, was maybe slightly more than innocuous, but only slightly. And so, when you have somebody making a case obsessively, you worry that they have that person creates evidence to make that, to prove that case, right? But and when that person is the one to notice the evidence first, you worry about that a little. But if that's what happened, then there's really no reason for Anthony not to call the cops.
Tell me more about this other guy. I was going to ask you about him anyway. His name is Dan Wolf. He's a politically active conservative Twitter user who apparently predicted in a tweet on May 11th, weeks before this incident actually happened, that there would be an Anthony Weiner explicit photo scandal. Some people think that implicates Wolf, that it makes him a suspect as a possible hacker. What do you know about this?
We know even less than what you say. Like he's a user on Twitter who says his name is Dan Wolf but hasn't said anything about himself. We don't know if that's his real name. Who knows? It really could be anything. He is a Twitter persona who wouldn't get back in touch with me the other day, who had noticed that Weiner had, for instance, that a porn star had announced delightedly that she had gotten a direct message from Anthony Weiner, that among Weiner's followers are some attractive young women, but also not. I mean, among the people Weiner follows on Twitter, but also lots of other people. And, there's no crime in communicating with college kids. So had been really obsessing about this and thinking and announcing that he was on the verge of great discoveries. But that's all we know.
And that brings us to one other piece of the story, which is raising eyebrows, and that is that Weiner follows he follows other. Well, tell me. I don't want to say something that isn't true. That's why I'm hesitating here. I'm trying to be very careful in language, not to feed a frenzy, and just kind of stick to the facts and try to clarify the facts with you. But people are writing that Anthony Weiner, he has 49,000 Twitter followers. And like a lot of famous people, he only follows back a few hundred himself. Usually those are people who he would want to follow because they're professionally relevant to him or they are his actual friends. But allegedly, Weiner has a little group of sexy women who he also follows in this 200. This in itself would be a little sleazy to some voters, but how much can you confirm that it's true?
You know, I don't know about that. Like, it's not only women. He had at some point set something up where you could type in the hashtag WienerYes, and then he would follow you. I mean, I suppose there's some debate about whether those people are disproportionately young women. It's possible. You know, he basically spends his time on MSNBC these days, which may be watched largely by young Democratic women, or that's a big part of their audience. I mean, that may be who's following him. Like, it seems to me that who you follow on Twitter is not the most interesting thing here. I'm just not sure it proves anything. He also follows, you know, some unattractive guys.
Our lines are full, Ben. Are you surprised?
It's a fascinating thing. I've never had a story that was easier to explain to my second grader.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, I'm going to take Dwight on Staten Island because he's representative of one main stream of callers that we're getting on this. So, Dwight, you're speaking for a lot of your fellow listeners right now. Go for it.
Wow, I'm glad for the honor. I'm, on the one hand, not shocked if he's guilty. Just assuming he's guilty that...
Whoops, sorry, Dwight. We lost you for a second. Start over. We lost you for a second.
Oh, sure, no problem. No, I'm just saying I'm not surprised that a young politician who's only recently married and is on TV all the time actually made a pass at a woman. It wouldn't shock me. I'd be about as shocked as that guy in Casablanca. Because he's a young guy. He's been around. He's around Washington. We know that, of course, there are women who are interested in his passion and everything else because he's out there and he's a celebrity to a certain extent as far as politicians are concerned in the media.
But
I'm a little bit disappointed at the frenzy that I see in the media, because I don't see this kind of frenzy to get to the bottom of the recession. I don't see this kind of frenzy to find out why there are no charges from the Justice Department yet of any major players in what caused the recession and all the fraud that took place. But a little thing like a photo of this kind on Twitter and the media, it's like catnip. And it's really disappointing in a way.
I mean, it's, you know, I guess I would agree that it is like catnip, but, you know, cats do not live on catnip alone. They eat cat food too. And I think it's an interesting, entertaining thing. It doesn't mean that people aren't covering serious stuff as well.
And it's the feeding frenzy, the media frenzy, that I was referring to, that represents what a lot of people are saying. Some of our callers are angry at us right now for even having this conversation, because they say it's piling on, you know, a Democrat when there's no evidence, and this is some kind of if not, I don't want to put words in people's mouth, but if it's not a hoax, it's something else. Weiner is a victim here, and we're piling on the feeding frenzy. Did you have any compunctions about covering it?
Yeah, as a reporter, you're always a little torn about covering, you know, politicians' personal alleged sins, right? Because, you know, there but for the grace of God go any of us, of course. And yet politics is and has always been, you know, not some sort of bloodless, abstract pursuit, but very much about the people who are in it. And this is part of that.
Right.
I mean, sex is part of that.
And there's, you know, there's a question of judgment here on a few levels. From our standpoint, we are hardly the first to this story, talking about it now for the first time. But after a certain point, when there is a member of Congress who's one of the most frequent congressional guests on this show because he's part of the local delegation, who's prominent nationally, who is not answering questions directly when asked direct questions by members of the press, when there is the question of this photo, which I think would end some members of Congress' career if they were, in fact, sent by a member of Congress to a college student and sent from his Twitter account, and we still don't know how it happened, you know, there's something there that's at least legitimate to talk about.
Yeah, and I think what people close to the Democrats who would like to run against him for mayor are sort of whispering at the moment is that does this guy really have the considered adult judgment to be mayor of New York? I mean, that's the local backstory here, and one of the reasons I think that, you know, that a lot of that you're not seeing a kind of unified Democratic front supporting Anthony by any means is that he's starting to step into the waters of this mayoral campaign here, and that there's a lot of jostling, and that others are looking at this as an opportunity to step ahead of him.
And so, as to how we get to the bottom of it, part of your article today is about getting the answers through technology. Twitter, for example, probably has the answer to who sent the photo because it can identify with some precision what computer would have sent it. How much could Twitter solve this mystery?
Well, either Twitter or YFrog, which is the photo hosting service that the photo was posted to, the photo either went from Twitter to YFrog or from YFrog to Twitter, or the message went from YFrog to Twitter. Those are really the only two ways. And one of those services could probably tell us the details of the computer it came from. There may be sort of a workaround where somebody sent it via email to YFrog, but they could then certainly tell us, well, this came in an anomalous way. This isn't the way Congressman Wiener has ever sent anything before. Or they could say, yeah, this came in exactly the same way Congressman Wiener and from the same computer. I imagine that if he asked them, that they would, you know, suspend their, you know, client privacy for, you know, on the client's request. Certainly if law enforcement asks them, it's very routine for technology companies to turn over information like that to law enforcement.
Ben Smith from Politico, who's been looking into the facts, the politics, and the technology of the Anthony Weiner story. We'll see what emerges. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we begin a series on the new Littles. Little Italy has shrunk to nothing in Lower Manhattan, but new ethnic neighborhoods are rising from Little Hungary to Little Guatemala. Stay with us.